Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Your Majesty, I must have a word with you.
Ah, the Count of Money. Don't correct me. What is it?
Of course, Your Majesty. I've come on the most urgent of business. It is said that the people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
No, Your Majesty, this is a very serious problem. The peasants feel you have no regard for them.
What? I have no regard for the peasants? They are my people. I am their sovereign. I love them. Paul! Drifting to the left.
It's good to be the king.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
On a little bamboo bridge by the waters of Kalua, beneath Hawaiian skies, I fell in love with you. On a little bamboo bridge by the waters of Kalua, we found a paradise, oh paradise for two. While we were gazing in the water, the silver ripple kissed the shore, and your reflection in the water seemed to say you'd be mine forevermore. On a little bamboo bridge by the waters of Kalua, you made my dreams come true, sweetheart, when I found you. While we were gazing in the water, the silvery ripples kissed the shore, and your reflection in the water seemed to say you'll be mine forevermore. Oh, on the bamboo bridge by the waters of Kalua, you made my dreams come true, sweetheart, when I found you. Baba do that didn't there.
Oh, and now live from coast to coast, this is Ford Prefect's Possum Hour theme. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your weekend is full of promise and may Possum Hour set you on that path. The kratom is kicking in, baby. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Old Wet Socks Whiskey, and peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches, now with real creamery butter. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Champs. You're listening to Grenache Network. It's just the home of the finest in radio entertainment, fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now, Diddy Mao. Don't miss Tuesdays with Wink Blinkley and his guest, nihilist J.C. Flippin, as they discuss new ideas for party favors. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble as he contemplates his meaningless existence. Thursdays, it's Chunk Bluster with 2 hours of embarrassing sobbing. And Friday, you believe, yes, it will be Friday Night Possum starring us once again. And this week, we'll be on, I think. Everybody wants to do it. It's up to yuns. Well, 2 weeks worth of worthwhile time wasting. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Once there were thousands. And thousands. And thousands. And now there are again. The buffalo are coming back because somebody cared. Hey, isn't that what life's all about? Caring? The people at Schlitz believe it. They brew that beer only one way, with gusto. Brewed to be the best, and you can taste it. Hey, life's too short to settle for less. Go for the gusto, or don't go at all.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. On your back, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd.
Bonehose!
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ Gumby.
There you go.
All right, man.
Damn good.
How was your weekend?
That was a good week.
So far, so good.
Week.
Uh-huh. So far, so good. Yeah, week. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Just doing the usual and loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a good weekend.
All right, good.
I had Friday and Saturday night gigs. And, I think I've mentioned this. I've said this before. I think the pandemic helped me out. I needed to get away from doing it for a while.
Yeah?
And kind of appreciate it more. I'm having more fun. I'm more relaxed.
There you go. There you go. You're recharged.
Well, and the Kratom, man, is now part of the ritual. Dude.
Yeah, good stuff.
I just took a message right before the show. The gal that booked me for Friday night said that the client was really enamored with my drawing skills and my soft skills. In other words, my manner,
oh, okay.
How I present,
yeah.
You know, how I
there
act.
You go.
Thanks.
There you go.
I was like, wow, man, you know, that's cool.
It's nice
and
to
I
get
can
that.
Be that. I can be that guy, but you know, sometimes it's like. Sometimes you're not. But I want to be that guy all the time, man.
Yep.
I have to take your illicit drugs to do it. Well, I'll do it. My God.
And I just got a positive review, so it's nice on Google.
Good.
Didn't mention me by name, but still it was me, so that's cool. See that? Kratom's good shit.
Good. Yeah, I wish I could get that one off of my Google thing. Idiot.
Uh-huh.
It will take it down. Oh, well. I don't think it's hurting me any.
Yeah. No, but it ain't right.
But, yeah. It ain't. It ain't right. You said it, pal.
It ain't right.
You said it, chief. All right, so what do we got here? It is Flag Day.
Yeah.
It is Family History Day.
I was going to post that Fredonia flag. I forgot to.
Oh, yeah. It's the Army's birthday.
Your Army's birthday.
The Army's birthday. They don't look a day over 105.
No.
International Bath Day.
Okay.
National Strawberry Shortcake Day. And most importantly, National Bourbon Day. So,
Bourbon Day. There you go.
Down the hatch, kiddies.
There you go. A nice long bath with a bourbon.
Yeah, get in the bathtub and have some bourbon. Or make bourbon in your bathtub. Bathtub bourbon. Nah, that's not a good idea. Don't do that. Shit, man. All right, want to blow something up?
Yeah, blow something up.
Cool, man. Oh, one of these days. All right. Oh, did you see Grandpa Joe and the President of France hooked up, man? And I've just set back relations with the French another 20 years. All right, man. Where's my
Where's my... Oh, here it is. My whistling guy.
Oh, okay.
So, man, that was so cool, man. Grandpa Joe's big weekend with the kids across the pond. I didn't cringe once, you know?
I know. You're not used to that.
Wait.
And people were smiling at him.
I know.
They actually like him.
They really like us. Oh, boy, oh, boy. What a world, what a world. So we're blowing up E.T.
Okay.
Neil Diamond. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good.
Heartlight.
Good.
It's back in, I don't know, 1982 we did this. But you can hear you laughing on it. So it's kind of cool. I like that. These
I hate that
flashbacks.
I like Neil. I hate that book.
Flashbacks have laughter already inserted, so cue you in to laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh.
Ah, oh, shit! I am a damn fool! Ah, shit!
Come back again.
Ah! Ah! So I'm gonna find out where the fuck noise comes from!
I want you to stay next time.
Oh, fuck! Damn it! Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck!
Well, sometimes the world ain't kind. People get lost like you.
Damn it!
Me.
Shit!
I just made a friend.
No!
Oh, no!
But there's good news today.
That's what you call your book roll double.
Yeah, I dug it. Dug it.
Right over the fence. Hopped out of the park. All righty. So, I got any notes tonight? I don't think I have any notes now.
No notes.
Oh, here's one. 50 was an awkward age. I don't know what that meant.
It was so long ago.
I outgrew a lot of that. Oh, I know why I saved this, because it's got notes for movies to watch. Okay. And then what's the other one? I wonder if at the G7 summit they were all, you know, swapping stories, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure they were. And laughed.
To be a fly on the wall. That would have been a hoot.
I bet you
that was a lot of laughs this year. It's probably one of the more fun G7 summits they ever had. They really looked like they were having a smashing time.
Who could top the biggest story, the wackiest story?
Yeah, exactly. Shoot. So, yeah, we got the... Let's see, what else is going on, man? I might take a road trip over the 4th of July.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah, where kind of back home to the Nexus of Realities.
Okay. All right.
I was talking with, had a wonderful time talking to Mr. Science the other night.
Uh-huh.
That's a hoot when you have a friend, I don't know how many years we've been friends, 50-some.
Yeah.
And met in grade school. And there's just stupid inside jokes that will crack us both up. It's so fun, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's something stupid. I came up with one, and we just both, he started laughing. He wouldn't stop laughing. I'm starting to giggle, you know? It's like, so cool, man. So cool to have a pal for that long. Yeah.
All mine are gone.
That's a treasure.
My buddies.
Well, there was the triad. It was three of us. Chief,
yep.
Mr. Science, and Commodore. But the Chief no longer. He's chopped.
We're at that age.
But heck, man. So, if I don't get a last-minute gig, it's unprecedented, because I'm always working over the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that.
Well, I turned down a gig, because I thought I was going down to Cincinnati for Taste of Cincinnati.
And
that went kablooey, and then I'm sitting here, you know, with my dick in my hand over ye. So.
Yep.
I figure, what the fuck, man? Mr. Science said, come over. Say, well, why not, man? This might be the mini rook stalk. Gonna tell the girls my plans and see what happens. Get them old broads partying. Good. That's always fun. So, other than that, not much going
fun.
On. Oh, it'll be fun, sir. It'll be fun. This will be different because I'll be staying at Mr. Science. He bought a beautiful home out there near the river.
That's right. It's just recently, right?
Yeah, last year.
Okay. About a year. Okay.
Yep. It's a beauty.
And
well,
you have things to talk about. I like it.
He's like a fucking nuclear engineer, man. He's loaded. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna have some scotch, baby. Some top shelf scotch.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I was thinking, what would be a good housewarming present? Bingo.
There you go.
A nice bottle of scotch. Nice. Thank you for that. I'll write that one down.
I'm sure it would have hit you anyway.
Well, nah, because I was actually thinking the other day, I'd bring him cool beans, man.
Yeah.
Get some of that lock. Well, he, you know, because he doesn't know Scotch, so I could get a cheapie and say, oh, yeah, this is like the top shelf over here. He thinks it all tastes like wet socks anyway. So, there you go.
Oh,
well, there they are, ladies and gents. There they are. Boston Lunch. She hates to be on top, I know, but, you know, once in a while, baby, you got to put up with it.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Because you got to do all the work when you're on top. wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah, I know. Ford says the Pirates are at home, and we're planning on catching the Brew Crew on Thursday night. Boom! Boom! Fucking go to the ballpark. Going to the ballpark. See them embarrass me really bad. They've been downright embarrassing, man. But fun to watch. Fun to watch, nonetheless. I think I have like a Cujo or something is stalking my crib, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Some weird... Man, I swear to God, there's ghosts in this fucker, man. This place is haunted.
What's going
on?
That
fucking chair I bought, it's haunted. It's haunted as fuck, yeah, man. Somebody's spooking that thing. All right. I heard this real weird growl right before the show, and then I just heard something moving.
Holy shit. That's scary shit. No. That's Dark Shadows.
I don't care, man. I'm whacked out on Kratom. The fuck do I care? Got a worry in the world, man. I love this shit, man. It's
great.
Like not a buzz, but it's not a high, but it's like a...
Makes you feel good.
You said the
makes
fuck,
you feel
man.
Confident.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Puts you at your best, man. I like this shit. Although I took kind of a heavy one before the show, so, you know, bear with me. And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
It wouldn't be Universal Armageddon without Ford Prefect. And he and Professor Gumby have contributed most of the wonderful tunes you'll hear tonight. It wouldn't be a Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Out of This Galaxy home run without Ford Prefect. I stand correct. Blue Jays. I like the Blue Jays. I'll definitely root for the Blue Jays. Definitely root for the Blue Jays if they get to the postseason. Because I ain't going to have no pony in that show. Not this year, at least. On to the future. And there's the Tribe's biggest fan, G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
He loves them Indians. The future Spiders. I think Spiders is... I think they're going to be the Spiders, man. I'm getting a vibe, man.
Because
I've been asking people. People are liking Spiders.
Yeah.
Cleveland Spiders, man.
I like it.
So thanks for coming, GT. I hope your back feels better, man. Try a little CBD gummies, man.
Yeah.
Cake says no spiders. I know. My first wife would be like, no fucking way am I going to a Spiders game. I hated them things. Should freak out, man. Spiders. I like spiders, man. I know trucking spiders.
Hey, they kill all the other insects.
They eat fucking flies. Flies are the most disgusting bug the shit out of you. Fuckers, I hate them, man. So,
Uncle.
And there's hope.
Spiders
other people's
good.
Eyes. Our old
other
pal
people's
Oak.
Eyes.
Yeah, man.
Happy noise.
Out of cicadas out there in the Midwest, man. They probably, I don't know, do they get them in Missouri? Because, I don't know. I know they got them in Indiana where GT is. Haven't eaten any. Don't plan on eating any.
Nope. Ain't going to happen.
I don't think I'll ever eat, you know, be able to get over eating, like, you know, get warm about eating bugs. Bugs.
No.
Frog's legs was...
What do kids do that?
I ate frog's legs.
Never
had. Well, I ate them by mistake. I was at a buffet, and I took a couple. And I'm like, boy, this is really good. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck it is. You know, I'm like, tastes kind of like shrimp. Why does it have a bone in it? Jeez. Swear to God, man. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I love frog's legs.
But did you have another one after that?
Oh, they were good, man. I scarfed them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of weird because it's kind of a seafood taste. I think they're quite tasty, but I don't know. I think about it now and think,
Their middle name's French.
Oh, that's true. I am a frog.
There you go.
I am part frog.
Part frog.
Hey, salez-vous, platate, palatis. And there he is! Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. Whoa. The brake's on.
Figure.
There's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
She just beamed in from
the other
dimension. Thanks for coming. Mm-hmm. We played Roger Miller for you earlier. Sorry about that. But just to sum up, you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't change foam with a kid on your back. You can't go swimming in a watermelon patch, but you can be happy if you a mind to. And the aforementioned Professor R.J. Gumby, that would constitute the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Jack.
As the Beaver.
Frog's legs.
Away.
There was a buxom country maid who lived in Abercorn, who liked the simple country life she led upon her farm. And though she loved the farm, she had a hankering for bows. And she liked to reap the wild wind, so she liked to sow her own.
Away.
Now she was by her nature, never doing things by heart, and admired by all the farmers for the way she handled cars. Alas, the sailors came, and soon she found with inward pleasure that they always gave her much delight and stinted not the measure.
Away.
Left the fields and farms to make her living up in town, and giving the sailors pleasure that was well worth half a crown. She employed most every maiden, be she old or just a young one. And though she was in charge, she was always working under someone.
Away.
Now if you know a country girl and wish to make her yours, don't let her meet a sailor or she'll likely change her course. So keep her miles away from town or any other port. For even she who's pure and chaste is very often caught.
Away.
What kind of shit is that?
Never get tired of that one.
That's a classic, D. Alrighty, where's the dingy? I get the new background music key.
Oh, okay.
Right. But you got to listen to this classic, because it's a classic. Boom, 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 boom. There it is. All right, man. Sad news.
Uh-oh.
Ned Beatty.
Passed
away.
Sweet.
Ripe old age.
Sweet.
We've been joined by Daddy G, which is a great
Daddy
thing because we were coming apart. And AMC, long name Clark. His name's Clark. And Clark.
Okay.
Daddy G's got a podcast on Saturdays at 9. It's 90 minutes of Daddy G. Night with Daddy G.
Yep.
That's what it is, right?
Night with Daddy G. Yep.
I'm not wrong on that. So, but old in the grotto. So, to honor Ned Beatty, you think about Ned Beatty, man.
Uh-huh.
There's hardly a thing he was in. He was always good.
Oh, yeah.
He was always good, and he was in a lot of good shit. And, of course, the first one comes to mind. It's in his tidy whities, being chased by the hillbilly. Squeal like a pig.
Yep.
So in honor of Ned Beatty, here's Martin Mull with Dueling Tubas.
Okay, here goes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Very difficult for me to like you.
Can't please everybody. shoot, man. I forgot my new background music now. Anyhow, We got the 3 minutes coming up. And tonight's non-yodel yodel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Martin Mull, you got to see the video. He's playing that. He's like, he's got a tuba, and he's got a guitar. You got, I don't know how he's getting the noises he's getting in that thing, man. He's a pretty talented cat musically.
Yeah,
and a good artist. He's quite the Renaissance man.
I've seen him. I can't tell you now. I've seen him live.
You might have mentioned that, but that's really fucking cool, man. But that was a good show.
I remember it was a Halloween night, I remember. Went to see him downtown Philly.
Nice. Yeah. I'd go see him.
He had it set up where he sat in a chair and had an end table and a lamp.
Yeah. 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 I've seen that. I've seen that set up. He's a cool cat, man. Just a weird, and with teaming up with Fred Willard was
that was just
classic,
dynamite,
man.
Yeah.
Jeez, just weirdos, man.
How come these channels aren't playing that, man? It's Fernwood tonight.
I don't know. They have Mary Hartman on phone for a while.
I've been binging on.
What's that?
I've been binging on Soap. I just finished season two.
Yeah, that's been on somewhere.
Yeah.
It's
on Tubi.
Oh, I got
you. I just learned something. It's a girl that that created Soap and wrote every episode.
Yeah.
That's the mother of Sam Harris, the neuroscientist, the guy who's a big atheist. Sam Harris, you ever hear of him? So we're talking about free will.
Man.
How there's no such thing as free will.
That's
his mother. Kinda,
I'm not.
That blew
I'm
me
not
away.
Real smart.
That one got by you.
All right,
well,
man.
That was weird
so
about that out, man.
I guess.
Take a spin.
You
could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Man, I'll apologize ahead of time. Glad Daddy G's here for this one. Happy Kind, yeah.
Yeah, and the Mirth Makers.
And the Mirth Makers. That was Frank Duvall, wasn't it?
Yeah. There's some Duvall, yeah. Frank?
Yeah. Who was, geez, he was all over television in the 60s and 70s, music-wise. it's not really bad. This 3 minutes. It's not really hard on the ears, but I just don't know.
Jay Clark's back at
times. It seemed like a good idea at the time. One of those. Yeah, I'm putting the show together. Oh, and then this, I'm like, this ties the whole show together right here, man. And I'm thinking about it. No, maybe not. You, the listener, will be the judge. That's right. Because it's 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harp. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible?
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the tree.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Votes. What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Ooh, man, my hair is in good form. Wow.
Right on there.
Kratom's good for the hair.
Good for all.
Yeah. Me and the kids used to, like, torment each other doing the hair. Really fucked up. Dude, I'm fucked up. And you go, remember?
Dude, old
point. Remember Ben coming at me and punching me, man? So mad. the good old days. You could torment
there
your
you
kids. Man, I miss them being shavers. Little shavers. Anyhow, the big deal of the day this week, of course, I don't know if you all saw it. I saw it on the Sunday morning news. Do you see the lobster diver? The story about the Massachusetts lobster diver?
No.
He got swallowed by a fucking whale.
Oh.
A humpback whale, man. All of a sudden,
like
he's in the fucker's mouth, man. What's that?
You can, according to the Bible, you can live 3 days inside of a whale. Jonah.
Well, it was an accident. It was an accident because the whale didn't want to eat him.
Yeah.
You know, he just got caught in the whale's mouth. So he shook him around, shook him and then spit him out. He's all beat up.
Oh, sure.
Bonking around in the whale's mouth, and then he spit him out. Good thing he didn't taste good, you know?
You imagine
that's
that.
Crazy.
That guy's got a story to tell. The rest of his life.
You won't have to buy any beers for the rest of his life. You know, go down. Hey, tell a story about the town. I don't know. Buy your beer. Okay. Bye. I am swimming around. Fucking humpback.
Hey. Hey, whale kibble. Come sit over here.
Yeah. No broken bones and one heck of a fish story to tell you. There you go, man. That's pretty wild shit, man.
That is wild shit.
Oh, this was cool. This isn't really funny or awesome-y, really, but that reality winner gal that she leaked NSA material, confidential material to the people of the country who she thought deserved to know what the fuck was going on. And then she was prosecuted and imprisoned in 2016. Anyways, she's out. She's in a halfway house now, which is really cool. Because I don't think she should have been in prison in the first place.
Like they got it. Let the people know.
Yeah, the truth. When they say the truth will set you free, unless you're a reality winner. But now she is set free, so that's a good thing. I'm real happy to read.
But she's been in there since 2016.
Yeah, yeah. She got a 5-year sentence, so they're cutting her a little slack. I think it's because the good guys are in charge now. You know.
Things are turning around.
That's all I can think. Let's see. Well, that doesn't sound fun. That's boring. Oh, that's science, man.
What?
That's some science, man.
I love science, baby.
The science music. Okay. They're looking around the solar system for places to colonize. Because, you know, we're motherfucking this planet without unrestrained...
Time to fuck up the universe.
Yeah, unrestrained motherfucking of this orb. We've got to find another orb to kick the shit out of. So, they're thinking... What would you think? What would you think?
I have no idea. Not at all.
Mars or Venus or whatever. Uranus. One of Saturn's moons, Titan.
Oh, okay. All right.
Target of...
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, the temperature's 300 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
Not too far of a stretch for Canadians.
The skies rain methane and ethane that flow into hydrocarbon seas. That's the only place in the solar system that makes sense to build a permanent, self-sufficient human settlement. How weird is that, man? So, you know, I think
why
maybe...
Why save humanity? Let it run out.
I don't know. I might be silly, but maybe we should take care of the planet we're on so we don't have to worry about going to Titan.
You're a silly man. You're a silly man.
I know. Libtard. That's who I know. All right.
I say fuck the species. Don't even bother trying to...
I know that's where you're coming down, you know. I understand it.
Truly.
I totally understand it, man. Okay, here's speaking of being a libtard, here's the the whack jobs at work, man. The Q people. I saw a Q sign on the way up to the gig in Bunfuck Friday, man. And Uncle Bobo on there and everything, man. It wasn't like, you know, professional. It was a homemade sign and some... He pickers field. Well, they had these, this is Ohio, so
did they spell
so proud.
G right?
Yeah. This is Ohio. They had this hearing in the Ohio House. And somehow, this human being, this woman, is a registered nurse. Which one's... This one's been going through my mind. Where is it? Oh, never mind. Do this one. She's an anti-vaccine Ohio nurse, which apparently that's a big thing. There's a court case, I think, in Louisiana where hospital employees sued because they had to get vaccines. It's like, yeah.
Jesus.
Dumbass. Uh-huh. But anyway, so this one in Ohio, Joanna Overholt, she was testifying that, of course, the vaccines cause magnetism in humans.
Of course.
So she went to the, you know, got in front of the microphone and tried to put refrigerator magnets all over, and they kept falling off. She was convinced, though, that they were, I mean, she might, at home or something, she just must have practiced that in front of a mirror. It worked every time. She said, I got this. And then she got in front of cameras, all the sweat dried up or something, you know. And
like in that case.
Man. Wow. And you don't, I mean, she doesn't care. Now you're in front of the whole world. You're on fucking the internet, TV shit. Yikes.
That's
center to Titan. Says Ford. Man, yo-yos. So, God bless her.
Yep.
that's good. We end with that story.
No matter what.
She might be. I might have passed her house. It might have been her house with the Q sign there. All right. This is not a world record, but it's kind of cool. This guy, last year in June, woke up with a hangover, right? Chicago man. And so he jumped in Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
He said it felt so good. I just started doing it every day. And he's gone 365 consecutive days as of the 13th, as of yesterday. Probably 366. I'm sure he did it today. But he jumps in the lake every day. Pretty cool.
And this is good for hangovers?
Apparently. He sometimes he has to hack through ice to get in the thing, but he gets in the water. He gets in the drink every night, every day.
Okay,
that's
I
cool.
can see that. I can see it. All right.
Well, my buddy the Pope's got the lakefront property, man.
Uh-huh.
If I had that, I think I might be tempted, at least in the warm months, to dip every morning, you know, instead of taking a shower. Take a dip. You could use that hemp soap when you're in the lake and whoosh.
Yes, yes.
Worst self in the lake, man. More mentally friendly.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'd do. But that's pretty cool, man. And speaking of world records,
yes, yes.
This one's weird AF. I've never heard of this. This woman has, the Chinese woman, she broke her own world record when her eyelash came in measuring at a whopping 8 inches long.
8 inches long.
An 8-inch eyelash. This is an eyebrow.
Uh-huh.
What the fucking fuck?
She don't wear glasses, does she?
she first realized her eyelashes were growing in 2015, and they just grow slowly and become longer and longer.
Uh-huh.
She visited the doctor, but they said, well, some weird shit, man. You know.
Yeah,
so,
what's the factor going to?
She let her eye oh, that's so fucking weird looking. Whoa. Man. Her name's like Zhang Zi, I think you pronounce that.
Okay.
But fucking weirdo, man. That would creep me. Sorry, honey. She's cute, bro. Oh, man. That's some weird shit. Congratulations, nonetheless.
Yeah. That helps.
This guy, a Norwegian man, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, his record, but, you think about it, we need some atmosphere here. All right. What do they call it? Dead hang. So what he did
dead
is he
hang.
Grabbed a horizontal bar and hung off the ground, see?
Uh-huh.
And it's 16 minutes and 3 seconds, which beat the record of 13 minutes and 52 seconds. That seems like one that our pal might be able to break.
Yeah. Dave Rush
would
easily do that.
Yeah. Yeah, 16 minutes. I mean, that's long because you fit, man, your arm's got to be tired and shit.
Oh, it's
got to
be. That's dead weight. That's why they call it that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
dead weight.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I know I couldn't do that. But I would think that
to.
Would be a lot of, there'd be a lot of athletes that probably could break that. What do I know?
15 minutes don't seem that long.
This is pretty cool. This an Indiana woman tripled a Guinness World Record. Tripled the world record for wave surfing, riding a wave behind a boat on water skis. She fucking water skied. Well, the previous record by a female surfer stood at 2 hours and 18 minutes, okay, of water skiing. She went 8 hours. She
fucking
watered.
Hours.
Lori Keaton of Lisdon went out on Raccoon Lake in Rockville, Illinois, or Indiana. Rode behind a boat for 8 fucking hours, man.
8 hours. Jesus Christ.
And the male record's only 3 hours and 55 minutes, so she's the bad motherfucker, man. That's some crazy shit, man.
You gotta love it though. You gotta love what you're doing.
And then, the only reason why she stopped was the Guinness judge had to leave.
That's gotta be a tough job.
So that's when you know you've broken some records, bitch. Man,
there you go.
Congratulations to Lori Keaton.
Keaton. Sweet name.
Yeah. All righty. Here we go. Idaho, man.
Yeah.
Great Guinness record for behind the back disc catches.
All right.
Most behind. Let me see how. Hold on. All right.
No idea what this is.
The most behind-the-back flying disc catches in 1 minute. They reclaimed their title with 67 catches in 1 minute. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. 67. And he did it with his neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay.
David Rush, and this is Mike Beecham, another one of his pals.
Mike Beecham. Okay. Hollywood took a day. He deserved
it. That's who he did it with. So, tried and he got it done. And, he's trying to bring awareness to what? STEM education, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Yeah.
I think
everybody be aware of STEM education. Ew.
Be aware of it.
All righty. And do I have a finisher or what?
Let's do that.
El Poopy story. You know how TV's gone down the shitter, literally.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they show crap,
soap.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, these contest shows where people physical things and they have to jump on a thing that hits them in the head and they fall in the water or the muddy gush or something. Contest.
And it's always called Extreme.
So So NBC's Ultimate Slip and Slide. Coming to your living room this fall. Maybe because they had to pause production because of an outbreak of explosive diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah. A case of explosive
Lordy.
Diarrhea. You heard me. You heard
take
me
that,
right.
Man.
There you go.
There ain't no doubt I love this man. God bless the USA.
Back to our show.
I got handed an Ayn Rand sandwich straight from the can. It tasted so bland. I asked a lass to pass me a glass of Engels Conditions of the Working Class. Right away they dragged me to the committee to explain my un-American activity. They're gonna see they made a mistake if they'd only let me play my mixtape. I'm not partial the marshal or the plutocrats in their beaver hats, and the fascists have the acid, but I don't care for the acid. What I care about is music, and the communists have the music. I hear a melody and jazz, and suddenly I know who I'm.
I only need to plug in the headphone jack so I can listen to my backing track. I'm not jealous of the zealous or anarchics with guitar picks, and the fascists have their outfits, but I don't.
Good song for Flag Day. I like that.
Yeah. Very, very appropriate. Very appropriate. For sure. All right. Where's that new background music? You bastards. You beautiful bastards, you. So, yeah, the outbreak of explosive diarrhea over there. It was a bug going around. Not a virus, but, a parasite.
Yep.
Sometimes that'll happen in the water things. Yep. I think Giardia? But, anyway.
That's your slip and slide.
People were collapsing and being forced to run to porta potties. Oh, man. That's
which
a wonderful.
Include. That's extreme. Now they should include that. get it.
You want the Giardia or the flesh-eating virus? It's your choice.
Now that's some competition there. That'll watch.
I remember that George Carlin did one of his HBO specials. It was around the turn of the century, 2003 or something.
Okay.
And it was so dark and nihilistic. Okay. And I just thought, oh, man, what happened to Carlin? Every time I go back and watch that, I go, holy shit, he was predicting the fucking future.
Smart man.
He had a whole thing on the game show, the TV game show, where people would jump off the cliff for a T-shirt and things like this. And here it is. It's come to pass, man. He was so
smart
brave.
Smart man, George.
Yeah, he was the philosopher of our times, man.
Yes.
He's my guru. So, what else we got here? Man, I gotta... Yeah, this is the Booker T's Hang 'Em High music. I got a couple Booker T's for background. They're always good, man. Teeny MGs, baby.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
That's part of the Blues Brothers band, man. Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper. Booker T. Another quickie. Did have another quickie.
Hey, lay quickie on us.
Oh! This one's for you. Professor R.T. Gumby. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to like this. I want to listen to the rest of this tune, though. Well, have I seen anything cool on TV? I don't think so.
Really.
Some good Belcos lately. R54. I love those. Are my two favorite shows. Yeah. I can't binge stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch two Belcos in a row. I just want to see one episode of Belco
and Saber.
My yah-yahs. Yeah.
There you go.
It just kind of start coming. Anyhow, I have words. I have the best words. And the word is, this is your favorite, dude. Garfunkel and Oates. It's Oates. Oates, Kate Micucci.
Okay, Kate Micucci.
Here we go.
You've danced your last dance and you've held your date close. There's only one thing left to do, and all of your dreams will come true. Hey, Bill, what time is it?
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid, 'cause your mom and dad paid for the tux.
And they spent a lot of bucks on the limo. It's time to have
fun.
Is that have fun?
Like a son of a gun.
Like a son of a gun. So take your pocket and run to the hotel.
Like a bat out of hell. And be sure to have a pocket full of rubbers. Because it's finally your night. So you better get it right. It's all part of a plan for you to be a man. So go get 'em.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
Let's have a parade.
We should have a parade. It's the night of the prom. Then ask permission from your mom.
Just go ahead and do it.
Because Sherman got a room.
And Buckwell got a room.
And Willis got a room.
And Bart got a room.
Well, wait, wait. Bart got a room?
Yeah. Bart got a room.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing. She is
How
cute.
Do you get laid?
Man.
She is.
She is cute as Christmas. I would say. Yeah, if I had my druthers, I'd take her over the tall blonde.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Although, you know, I did see them both naked. The tall blonde went out there.
Boy, are you a shallow motherfucker.
But Kate Micucci, what a cutie.
Yeah, I like it. I like the Garfunkel and Oates. They're funny. They're funny. They're cuties.
Yeah.
Everything's goo. Everything's goo over there, man. All right. We got the non-yodel yodel tonight. Can you dig it?
Yes.
Everybody's like, wow, man. A non-yodel yodel, man. You're blowing my mind, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Start yodeling. Hold it. Okay.
Yodeling, yodeling.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
Yodel. It's yodeling time.
Thank you.
Dig it. Dig it.
Is everybody happy?
You're damn right.
Damn Skippy.
So the trumpet was yodeling in that one.
It was a damn good trumpet yodel.
Man, I feel like my vocal area is clear for some reason tonight.
It's that kratom. Opens everything up.
Must be, man. Oh, and G.T. Trenton was able to endure tonight's yodel. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there you go.
I think I think he deserves a round of applause.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I ain't got time for this kind of shit.
Oops.
I think it was the
sorry, man.
I think it was you saying non-yodel and yodel is what kept him here.
Well, nobody actually did yodel. And and you know, no lives were lost in the making of this yodel. That was pretty cool, man. I was digging that, man.
It was, yeah.
Digging it, man. Bump, 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 bump. Some good vibes on that, man. So everybody, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Pop.
Appreciate the company. Cause I'm a lonely man. Lonely, lonely man. Gumby, thanks, man. You're awesome.
Poor
Prefect, I
must point
him out as a massive contributor to the content of tonight's program.
Yes.
So don't blame me. Blame him.
Keep him coming. Keep him coming, Ford. Pick up Gumby's slack.
All the rest of you possums.
You know I love you, man.
Love the
so
possums.
So let's have a group fuck. I mean hug.
thanks for coming, everybody. I appreciate it. Canadian.
Water. I'm glad I have power. Big storm came and went. I have power.
Oh. Yeah, we had that. I guess that's what the Cujo was this. There was a little storm brewing up out there.
That could have been it. Yeah.
Yeah. It might not have been
ghosts, I still think
ghosts after all.
I still think I think your chair might be haunted. I think it's a haunted chair.
But I'm not giving up on that idea, man. I keep having to turn it over and tighten all the bolts on it. So what's going on with that, you know? Uh-oh. Who's loosening these bolts? Canadian.
Water.
All right, man. We're burning daylight, kids. Where's the transporter? Oh, Jesus Christ,
Friday.
Scotty. Whoop. All right, yeah, and we're going to be on game on Friday. So
Friday.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Energize. I turned the transporter off. Energize!
What makes a man to wonder? What makes a man to roam? What makes a man need bed and board and turn?
snow is deep and oh so white. The winds they howl and moan. Fire cooks a man his buffalo meat, but his lonely heart won't
That's going to get the people listening to your archive, babe, when you hear the rest of that.
That was a beauty. Tommy, save the show. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, good time, good time.
Yeah, try Kratom, kids. It's, it's an important part of a nutritious breakfast.
I'm actually getting.
I'm kind of liking the taste. Not liking it, but digging it.
I actually like the taste.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I kind of dig drinking the coffee with the kratom in it now. At first you're like, ugh, tastes like dirt. You know.
Soon you'll be doing the toss and wash like I do.
What do you mean, like just chucking it down your throat?
Right in my mouth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And chase it with water. Hits you a lot quicker.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll try that.
There you go.
But, man, that's part of my pre-gig ritual now, man.
Good, good. And you haven't got sick from it yet, right?
Oh no, no.
I think
tonight I took one of the bigger doses that I've tried.
All right. You're getting used to it now. That's why. Good. You're taking it right.
I had two cups of coffee with two wax each, and feel like a million. Get the fuck out of here.
Love that shit.
Yeah.
I've been doing it close to 3 years now. Yeah.
I'm digging it, man. I went to the CBD joint. They didn't have Kratom. I had to go back to the head shop. Yeah.
Bastards.
And the head shop had the CBD. Well,
head shop has it both. Did you have
one-stop shopping?
You have the Delta 8 at these places?
Oh, that's the one, Delta 8. Okay.
Yeah, that's THC.
All right.
That should knock you on your ass.
Yeah, that's the one I want. All right, brother. Friday? You
Friday
into it?
Friday sounds good. Yeah.
All right.
A man will search his heart and soul. Go searching way out
where, oh Lord, Lord, where?
Espresso.